It's Nick, Jess and Ducker. Welcome to the podcast. Heading to your native lands now, Jess.
Italy. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Come stai?
We're here because now I like to picture Italians like in Parliament and the Senate and stuff like that as all like pretty like small and fat fellows who are quite lazy. You know what I mean? They're all stereotypical for me.
All named Salvatore.
And like every time... Salvatore! And they're all just yelling.
And I can imagine also, not disrespectfully so, but like not a lot of work would get done because more important things are at play in Italy than whatever people are meeting about council-wise. Yeah. You know, it's who's getting the coffee today and not who's making the coffee, who's brought the cafetiera. You know, what are we having for lunch?
Exactly, what's on for lunch?
You know, what's on for lunch? There's more important fish to fry.
So there was a Senate Zoom meeting. So we're all on Zoom, obviously. I don't know what their lockdown situation is right now over there or where they're at.
What's going on over in Europe? I couldn't tell you.
I don't even know anymore. But there was a Senate Zoom meeting. And they were talking about results of medical and scientific research, I'm presuming about COVID, okay?
Yeah.
So they're in there, having this quite serious thing.
They were hit hard and hit early.
So they're talking about COVID, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, someone Zoom bombs them. Now, Zoom bomb, for those that don't know, is when someone crashes the Zoom.
So do they get the meeting ID or something?
I was going to say, I thought you had to be invited into a Zoom meeting.
You do, but Zoom bombing's quite common. So obviously, I mean, we wouldn't know how to do it, but obviously it's quite easy to do for hackers and whatnot.
Hacking Zooms.
Anyway, they've Zoom bombed this Italian. So there they are, all the Marios and Luigis all sitting there, you know, doing their thing.
Yep. Were they fixing drain pipes? Because are they all tiny plumbers?
Yes, how'd you know? And they're all there arguing and talking about, hey, babadi, babadi,
And that's, of course, the results of the findings from our conclusive two-year study on the pandemic are as such. Please flip your booklets to page 74.
See? Jess, I speak Italian, Jess
so
translates.
Handy having a native here.
Truly, isn't it?
A translator.
Don't worry about Google Translate. I'll go you.
But all of a sudden, they were Zoom bombed with anime porn.
Anime
what do you
porn.
Mean? So there's, what, 16 dudes, maybe a couple of ladies?
Yeah, probably.
And another video cam pops up into their grid.
Yep.
And it's porn. Anime porn.
And it's anime porn. I've never watched that. I've never been into that.
Gilly?
Like, Gilly over here.
No.
Come on, mate.
Not even me, which is, you know.
Anime porn.
Yeah.
So,
and apparently the head of the meeting was like, oh, there's a person that has snuck in. I apologize. If other director, please help me kick this person out.
How do you kick someone out of a Zoom?
I don't know.
Can you hang up on someone in a Zoom?
Surely.
Or do they have to eject themselves? Surely you can hang up on it.
Surely the coordinator or the host.
Maybe the host. Because all I can see on my screen is like leave, which is obviously in my control. And if I'm an anime porn star, I'm not hitting leave. Mm. I want these guys to watch. Well,
and Senator Maria Loria Maratombi.
Oh, there you go. There is a lady.
Yep. She said she's reporting the incident to the police. There's been more and more Zoom bombings in the last 2 years and online as well. And I think that's not the first time the Italian Senate's been hit.
Really? Mate, tighten up your security.
No, you know what they'd do? They'd get hit and they'd be like, ah, Sabab, we're gonna do something about this, right? And then all of a sudden they'd all forget.
100%.
They'd all go and be like, ah.
Because all that excitement, make them hungry.
Yeah.
Time for lunch again. Conversation circles back.
131060 is our number. I want to know, what's the smallest achievement that you've been proud of? Because, guys, I don't want to brag, but there's a patch of grass that has been worn out underneath the kids' swing in our backyard.
Yeah.
And it's kind of just a dirt patch. And I thought, well, why don't I regrow that bad boy? So a couple of weeks ago, bought myself some regrowing grass seed, littered it around, gave it a little rake so that I could get it down to between 3 and 8 mil.
Very good. Aerate that soil.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And then every single day, 3 times a day, I've been going out to my garden, putting the hose on the mist setting. First time happens at 4 a.m. as I'm about to leave home to come to work.
Yeah.
Put a little mist setting on and just give a little moisture.
A little spray.
Give a little spray.
A little bit of love.
Come home at lunchtime.
Yeah.
Another little misty spray. About to go to bed. Another little misty spray.
Is this schedule you're on based on extensive research you've done?
Yes. Very extensive research.
Yeah, of course.
Because you
don't want to go into that naked.
Mate, I wouldn't expect anything.
The Gilman goes in with all the research done.
What's this pros redundant and cons? Question, Jess?
Like, yeah.
We're talking about
shame on you.
Trying to regrow grass. Have you also, you said it was a small patch of grass beneath the children's swing set.
Yeah.
Have you banned the children from said swing set now?
For sure.
I have changed the type of swing.
Okay, so they cannot impede on your babies.
Not in the same way.
Okay.
So now it's like a monkey bar.
Okay.
Swinging thing. So
they're like, Dad, I hate this new swing.
Yeah.
Work on your biceps. anyway, so after a week, of misting, loving, making sure the kids do not step on it.
Yes. Loving talk as well.
Oh, yeah.
You got to talk to it.
You got to talk.
You get down there and get really close to it, don't you?
We know that experiment. Some nice music and some compliments. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Helps plants grow.
Yeah. And then on about day 7,
yes,
little sprouts, which I started calling my babies.
My babies.
Started coming out of the ground.
Get my babies out.
Day four. These thin little baby boys, they started coming up. They came to about 3 or 4 centimetres.
Have you assigned gender to your sproutings?
Yeah, they're my baby boys.
Yeah.
Get my baby out.
Oh, because they're little, long, little, look like little, yeah, little things.
A bit phallic.
Oh, I see. That,
and now we're up to day 7, guys.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And they're sprouting nicely. They're quite thin, but our neighbour's cat.
That's okay. Nothing wrong with thin.
Nothing wrong with thin. Yeah. Hey, every grass thing is unique.
Different,
Doesn't
every
make
grass
them any
thing.
Every grass
every seedling,
seedling is unique and special.
It's not the size of the blade.
It's what he does with it.
Anyway, the neighbor's cat has started sleeping on it because it's so comfortable and nice now.
Oh, no. She likes the fresh.
Stomping on my little grass.
Not
and I was really worried yesterday because there was heavy rain.
Oh.
And that's not mist.
That's not mist.
That's
and
heavy.
Your seedlings are used to mist and some very tender, loving care.
Yeah. So this morning when I went out, I had a little look at my little boys.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be prouder. They survived the deluge yesterday.
Amazing. They're bedded in.
And they're okay.
And you are super
and I'm
proud.
I'm so proud.
Now, at the top of this, you said, I don't mean to brag, but that's what this whole thing is, isn't it?
It's just a brag. You've come on air at 8, at 8:15, just going, guys.
Guys.
I'm a gardener. I'm a green thumb now.
Move over, Costa.
Yeah, bye,
Georgie
Costa.
Artist.
Yeah,
hey, yeah. Jamie Dury.
Bye.
In the bin.
Yeah.
Nick Gill's on the scene.
Yeah. Or both of you come to my house and I'll give you some tips on how to up your game.
My house look at how big you say that patch was?
It was probably about 2 feet by 1.5 feet.
Okay.
Remember we had Hamish from the newsroom in at the end of last year because the Newcastle's best suburb was going to be crowned and he is quite the green thumb.
Yes.
We'll move over Mishmish also.
We got the Gill man.
Nick Gill's in town. Yeah. Next green stop, best garden in Newcastle.
Yeah. Our suburb will become the most greatest gardening suburb just from that small patch.
Totally. You'll get one of those signs. You guys have those growing up in my street. There was a street around the corner that had an extra. It said like, you know, Ramsey Street. That's definitely from Davis. It said like Hartley Crescent or whatever. I was like, what's the street called? Ramsey. Why is that in my head? Hartley Crescent. And above that, it said awarded best looking gardens 1992 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've not seen that.
Oh, yes. They're not everywhere, obviously.
They're
rare prizes.
Jeez.
Yeah. That'll be Nick Gill Street.
2022, it'll be our street.
Okay. Yeah.
The smallest achievement you're proud of.
Yeah.
Monica got in touch.
Okay. 131060 is the number, by the way.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Monica on Nick Justucco Instagram. I got hit in the eye with a suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
I was 7 years old at the time and still managed to get to my first Holy Communion.
I mean, Monica.
That's exactly. And then a hero comes along. Exactly what we're looking for.
Now, if Monica had called, I would have asked, how does one get smacked in the face with a suitcase?
I would like to know.
But you know what? She's only commented, and that's fine.
And that's fine. That's all you need to do.
And if you were about to dial 131060 and tell us a similar story of how you got hit in the face with a suitcase, but then still made your Holy Communion, we've got that one covered.
Yeah, that's so good.
I was going to say, I'm happy to hear that.
I'd hear it again. I'd have a few more questions for Monica.
I'd have more questions.
I mean, that's...
Because
we can probably dig down that a little bit more. No offense to the grass stuff. I feel like we've covered all the bases of
but
the grass.
But also, I would have a question for Monica.
Yeah.
She said she was 7 at the time.
Yeah.
Potentially not 7 anymore. Things have happened. But nothing better that she's proud of than still... Turn it up, black eye and all, to her first Holy Communion to give the body of Christ. Amen.
I want to be able to call up and say, like, they won, you know, the 100-meter dash in the under-6 athletics.
Yeah.
Or they got the participation award.
Totally. Yeah. Totally.
Okay. Well, 131060. Smallest achievement you're proud of.
Yeah. What's the smallest achievement you've been proud of?
My little boy, he just went to the defence force in the army yesterday.
Ellie, that's not small.
Hey, Ellie, that's quite a big achievement.
That's awesome.
That's bloody huge.
That's huge. You've misread.
You missed
that's
him.
His smallest achievements. Ellie, we're looking for rock gardens.
What from Nick's garden did you get?
No, that's a real one, Ellie.
That's actually really good.
That's like a life achievement.
Totally.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
Very proud of him. Going away training for 9 months.
Yeah.
Good on him.
There he goes.
Well, good on him.
Congratulations. Making my grass look silly, though.
What we were looking for, though, is Libby, like on Libby on Instagram, saying, I reverse parallel parked for the first time.
Yeah, that's what we want.
Smallest achievement she's proud of.
That's great. That's
and
perfect.
I wasn't really taught how to park, so I was proud of it. Hell yeah, Libby.
Should you have your license? Gabby and Madawi, smallest achievement that you're proud of?
This one actually is small. I made my own soup stock, and it's a concentrated soup stock and lives in a little jar in my fridge, so now I can have healthy soup stock whenever I want.
Okay. That's perfect.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. Talk us through that.
Now, why don't you get Nick's number off air and talk to Nick about it, and you can swap produce and grass story.
That's great. I've always wanted to make my own stock.
Yeah, yeah.
Never done it.
You and Gabby can catch up with Anthony.
Hey, Nick, no, I bought a frog.
And you could all have a big
fun
time.
You know what? I'm sure Anthony was very proud of that achievement of having bought a frog.
Yeah.
Because he could have gone out and just, you know, stolen a frog from the wild, but he didn't.
He didn't.
He bought a frog, which feels much more ethical, don't you reckon?
Should we just try one more of the hits?
We absolutely should. Suzanne's in Cessnock. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, hi. My little achievement would be folding a fitted sheet.
Yeah, that's what we want. Suzanne, have you gone viral on TikTok yet? Because no one knows how to do that. You should film yourself and put it on social media, okay?
Okay, I will do that.
Good girl. Tag us. I need to learn.
Thank you.
And then I will contribute.
All the best. Have a good day. Well, there you go, Gilly. Well done.
Thank you, Hit Family. The whole town is just full of small achievements that we should be proud of.
And one huge
and one.
One
massive one.
3, 2, 1. Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
This is a wild story. It's been floating around for a couple of days, but Drake. I know when I line
blink. Drizzy.
Who hasn't denied this? This is an important note. Hasn't denied it. Has even put up a post that I'll allude to in a second, kind of semi-confirming it. So there is an unnamed Instagram model who is threatening to sue Drake because the following happened. They had a consensual night out where they had some sex. Afterwards,
what was involved?
Yeah, what they did.
Do you know
Gilly?
Any details about the act?
Can you go details? It's funny when Gilly talks about it.
I do.
Because, you know, he's an in-depth guy and he's done his research. So if there's details to be known, he'll have them. Any details?
Yeah.
Have they shared any details on the internet?
There are plenty of details about what type of foreplay was involved.
What type of foreplay was involved?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
There was a little bit of mammary play.
So she's given an interview because...
No, it's like, so, you know, like the Instagram, like gossip pages.
Yes. Yeah.
So a gossip page has been given this story by the Instagram model.
Apparently. Okay. Okay. But it's come from the horse's mouth.
It's come from the horse's mouth.
Memory play.
It would seem a bit of memory play. Anyway, so they finish off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Drake goes into the bathroom to dispose of the condom that they used. Totally consensual. Everything's fine. Mm-hmm. Then this Instagram model, according to her own account, goes into the bathroom.
Yes.
Unties the condom. And then tries to reinsert, assuming that she might be able to get pregnant.
So she's trying to basically get his little fellas to put it in.
Yeah.
So like you would do if you were inseminating, you get it in the jar and then you got to put it in.
Yeah.
She was just trying to do that quick smart, and get it in herself.
Yeah. That's not even the wild part of the story.
Because she loves Drake and wants to bear his child.
Yeah, or I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to defame anyone.
No, we don't
maybe
know
wants
what the
money for child support or something.
Maybe
or
it seems
don't know
crazy.
The
if you're going in and untying a used thing in the bin and putting it in, I mean, you're not.
And he ostensibly did not know she was doing this.
No, so here's the twist. So then Drake hears a scream from the bathroom.
Oh, no.
Because what had happened was he runs in and she's like, ah, it's burning, it's burning. It feels like lava. And he's like,
down
that's
there.
Because... I put hot sauce in my used condoms to kill the sperm.
So she has basically put Tabasco up herself.
Yep.
It just, what? Oof. So he does that because he knows girls try and do this.
God, it must have happened before.
It would have had to.
So in one of his songs, he has a lyric, actually. What is it? He's a gold medalist, flush the magnum, so they ain't collecting my specimens.
Wow.
Because you flush the magnum, but that's very bad for our waterways.
Yeah.
As Hunter Water would say, only the three P's.
Yes.
And condom, prophylactic, I guess, starts with a P, but that is not one of the three P's.
Come on.
So instead of flushing now, he was going to put it in the bin, but let's make sure the swimmers cannot be used.
Unless he has, like, because you know, he has bodyguards and all that sort of stuff. Unless he has a man who's just dedicated to taking the used ones.
What
is he
do you
just
mean?
Sitting in the toilet?
Yeah, yeah, he just sits in the bathroom. This is all consensual. So there's Drake about to do the thing. He's just going to be in the bathroom. That's Frank. Frank's the guy.
Just ignore Frank. Yeah, ignore Frank. Frank's cool. Yeah. Frank be cool. Because you're right. Where's the Tabasco? Were they at his house?
Yeah.
His hotel room.
His hotel room. So you've got to assume, I've never seen hot sauce in a minibar of any hotel. So
especially
he has
not
to,
in the bathroom.
Totally.
You so don't he has go, to, oh, I might pick up this hotel toothbrush or free toothbrush, shower cap, Tabasco.
Yeah. So what's that doing there?
He has to bring his own hot sauce, somehow get it into the bathroom. Because if that's not a conversation starter with your lady, when you watch Drake take hot sauce into the bathroom, I don't know what is.
Is he providing hot sauce in the bathroom?
So he stashes it in there, knowing at the end of the deed, I'm going
to
throw it out.
He'd have to really forethink everything going on.
You're right, because surely she would have seen him get up from the bed, go to his bag, dab hot sauce, and then walk to the bathroom. It must have all happened.
I didn't realize hot sauce killed the little guys. And what kind of hot sauce? Tabasco? Frank's hot sauce?
The hot sauce hasn't been revealed.
Okay. Yeah, as if they aren't gagging for that media.
Yeah.
Like, Drake's chosen hot sauce.
And
Drake's kid, preferred
Drake's
hot sauce.
Killer.
So that's wild. So
as someone, Jess, I don't. You've said this on air, so I'm not yelling too much. Looking in people's bathroom cabinets.
Oh, yeah, okay, great.
If you saw, among everything else.
I'm a massive snooper. When we babysat your twins, I snooped through all your cupboards.
Yeah. So if you saw Tabasco in the bathroom cabinet, what would you be thinking?
What would you be thinking? As someone who craves sauce on every meal,
midnight snack.
And sauce content is as important as the actual food it's going on, I would go, this is the love of my life. This is someone who appreciates sauce just as much as me.
Right.
So it would actually be a bonus. Yeah. Yes. He's smuggling midnight snacks and saucing them up.
Okay.
I would never think the reason was dab.
So she's now trying to sue him because she got sore.
Threatening to sue, apparently, is the latest.
What does that do to your nether regions, ladies?
Like, how does she have legs to stand on? Because she did the naughty
Ducko,
by
untying
it.
We live in a world where robbers and burglars sue the house that they've broken into because they trip on something and hurt their elbow.
It's true.
And they win.
It's
so
true.
She would 100% have some grip, particularly in the States where there's no law of man. Surely she's got some grounds.
That's going to be the weirdest court case. Like, they're going to get into the nitty gritty of who legally owns the condom after they've used it. And it's like, it was his property. He took it off.
Yes.
He threw it away.
But I mean, it was a part of both of their acts.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Well, keep us updated, Gilly.
Wild. Anyway,
yeah, so Drake has since posted, you can have your 15 minutes of fame. I'll take the other 23 hours and 45 minutes. That's the only thing he said in response.
Okay, so it's, you're right. It's not a denial.
No.
Yeah.
The hot sauce, there you go.
And yes, as soon as we know Drake's preferred hot sauce brand, I'd like that intel as well.
I'll get it straight to you, hot off the presses.
Yeah, thank you. And if Frank was or wasn't in the bathroom, sauce
Frank
his
was
condoms.
There for sure.
Frank's cool.
If you are scared of going to the dentist, that's fine. I think it's very rational. It's okay. But maybe this isn't the segment for you because we are asking, how bad was the trip to the dentist?
That's the dentist scraping machine.
Oh,
yeah, do you remember that one?
Our number is 131060. There's a brilliant Call of Fame prize up for grabs if you do get involved. A girlfriend of mine told me a story that I truly believe is unparalleled, okay? So she went to the dentist. Her last appointment was back in 2020, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the dentist then said, babes, you need two... I don't think he called her babes. ma'am.
Babes?
ma'am, you need two fillings. And she went, okay, we'll get those booked in. COVID hits, can't go to the dentist except for emergency stuff. So two little fillings, not deemed emergency, 2 years goes by, she just recently goes back for another check-in, Takes the x-rays, investigates, says, I don't know what you've been doing in the pandemic. I know it's been tough on everyone, but you need another six fillings. So now your total is eight.
What was she doing?
That was my question.
Gel whitening mouth guards?
Yeah.
Is she doing that with just sugar in
possibly,
there 24/7?
We were asking, what's your soft drink intake? How much candy are you eating? Well, do you brush your teeth? And she's like, I don't do anything. Maybe sometimes at night after we've brushed our teeth, we have snacks in bed. And the dentist went, well, don't do that.
Well, and how much are you having? But you know what? I can sympathize.
Yeah?
I have a massive phobia of the dentist.
Do
I've always hated the dentist. And I went, like, so you know my father-in-law, Morgan's dad, he's an endodontist, which is root canals, but he does our dentist work, right? Looks at us. When I first started dating Morgan, I was like, oh, I've got this thing in my tooth. He had a look at it, did scans. I needed, swear to God, I think I hadn't been in like a couple of years, I needed 13 fillings.
13.
So much so that he had to put me onto like a proper dentist to do the fillings, and we had to go over 3 days to get each filling done. Yeah, yeah, because they couldn't keep numbing me and doing them all in that time.
Well, this is what she said. Wow. She said she was going to have to go back. She couldn't do 8 in a go.
Yes. So,
and he's going through every tooth on her x-ray and explaining. She's going, I don't need to know. I know I stuffed up. I'm sorry. Please stop rubbing it in my face.
Yeah.
You know that old school technique, which we shouldn't be doing when your dog does a mess in the house and you rub your their face in it, yeah. which is you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
But it's almost like he was doing that to her, being like, look at this tooth and look at this tooth.
Yeah.
But the final tooth, he saved the best for last, zoomed in, and there was like a dark mass in this tooth. You could see, you know, blown up on the x-ray.
Yeah.
And she's going, oh, what is that? Is that an old filling in an old cavity that I got done previously? He went, no, that's not an old filling. That's a tomato seed.
Oh, okay.
That's lodged inside your cavity.
Inside
the tooth, which showed up on the x-ray. And she went, oh, I'm so embarrassed. I did have a poke bowl for lunch. And there was tomato in the poke bowl. And he went, no, this isn't day old. The fuzz that is growing around this tomato seed would suggest it was 8 to 9 months old.
Okay, that's gross.
It was a moldy tomato seed lodged in her tooth for 8 to 9 months old. In the time she could have made a baby, she'd been growing a moldy tomato seed.
Well, she was growing something.
This is true. The whole plant probably would have started to sprout eventually.
Yeah.
But in her back tooth, in a cavity, was a tomato seed.
I want to stress, I do clean my teeth. I had the 13. We've got acidic saliva in our family.
Is that an allodocket trait?
Yeah, we all get fillings. It's a real bad thing.
Have you told Morgan that on your first date? Like,
oh, yeah.
I just want to put it all out on the table.
I got a lot of saliva. Good for some things, horrible for others, you know, and really bad for fillings.
It's acidic.
Really bad. So that's why, I mean, I didn't have like things growing in there hanging
so
in there.
So you keep your cavities clean.
I clean twice
until
a day. I don't
filled.
Eat sweets in bed after I clean my teeth.
You it know would what appear
I
mean? She's
you,
eating tomatoes.
You seem like a big sweet eater, Ducker.
But that's wild. That's disgusting.
That's wild. A fuzzy tomato seed that showed up on an x-ray.
That's so gross. So 13, 10, 60, how bad was the trip to the dentist? Easily my worst one. It's very simple. I knocked my front 3 teeth in. Ooh. And it was a Sunday, so no dentists were open. So I had to call up a family friend of ours who was a dentist, went round to his house, and while lying on his lawn, he's like, we don't have time and I don't have access to any pain relief. So you'll, because you know where your teeth sit, just have to pull your own teeth back into position. So that the roots of my teeth were poking through the top of my gums, and I had to pull them down a bit so the roots could go back inside the gum and then pull them back into the position again, and then kind of just use a mirror to kind of line them up roughly where they were. And then he used some gum and wire to put it back into spot.
Did you say you were lying on his lawn?
Yeah.
He wouldn't let you inside the house?
He thought it would be better light-wise.
Yeah, so true. You've just got sun in your eyes, like pulling your teeth out.
Yeah,
and
the
maybe
dog's
blood on
doing
the floor
its business next
and
to you.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay, better on the grass.
Yeah, well, hose it off, you know what I mean?
Easier to do so.
Yeah.
Protect his couch.
Yeah,
so that was my worst one.
That's bad.
Yeah.
They're all bad.
Dentist, horrible.
13, 10, 60. How bad was the trip to the dentist? Maybe is what they discovered. Maybe it was your pain. Whatever it may be.
Give us a call. Paul's in Raymond Terrace. Paul, how about was a trip to the dentist, mate?
Good morning, Nick, Jess and Ducko. I was a bit of a tightwad when I was 18 and I couldn't afford to go to the dentist. So I actually went to the dental school in Brisbane with some problems with some of my, wisdom teeth.
Mm.
Anyway, as it turns out, 2 of them were actually grafted to my jaw. And... Oh. They had to cut away the teeth with a bone saw and so forth. And in the process, they left some bone fragments in the hole after they stitched me up. And about a week later, my face was like 2 bowling balls.
Oh.
And I had the most foul smell in my mouth. It was absolutely revolting.
Oh.
I went back to the dental school, and I said, look, there's something drastically wrong here. And they said, oh, look, we'll just go in and have a look and we'll just irrigate the area. They no sooner put the syringe near my gum and my entire mouth filled with pus.
Okay. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah. That's a bad trip to the dentist.
I know everyone has to learn.
Yeah.
But maybe something as severe as needing your wisdom teeth ungrafted from your bone, you go see someone who's been doing it for a few years.
Yeah. Possibly.
Studying it for a few years.
This is true.
So true.
This is true.
You know?
Wow. Kimberly's in Metford. Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Great, thank you very much. How bad was the trip to the dentist?
I feel like mine's not as bad as the previous guy.
Okay.
it's not one up.
When I was 8 or 9, I had to go down to Sydney for major orthodontal surgery so I could get braces. Mm-hmm. They took 11 teeth out and they sent me home still under anaesthetic, so I couldn't even walk or hold my head up. I had to be carried out of the hospital.
Sorry, Kim, you got 11 teeth removed. How many teeth have you got left?
Well, a lot of them were my baby teeth that hadn't fallen out. I had to have the wisdom teeth that were starting to come through removed and a couple of adult teeth removed early.
God, jeez. 11.
11 just gone.
Sharky.
And orthodontists, they make a bit of coin from braces, don't they?
Oh, don't they?
Yeah.
Don't they?
Christy and Madawi, worst trip to the dentist.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you.
It was actually about my husband. It was pretty horrible. He went to the dentist as well to get his wisdom teeth out. And then they fractured his jaw. He ended up in hospital with a massive blood clot for 3 days and went home and his blood clot burst. And it was like a murder scene in our bathroom and we ended back in hospital again.
Oh, my God.
No, jeez. That is horrific.
That's bad.
Yeah, we are talking about just a couple of fillings.
There was a tomato seed in my friend's mouth for a couple of months and it got me.
Blood clot?
Oh, bursting in your bathroom. God.
Okay.
Again, apologies to anyone who is a little fearful of the dentist.
Apologies to dentists as well if you're having cancellations today.
Yes.
Yeah.
You do fantastic work.
Really do.
I've never had a bad experience. I just thought my friend's story was funny.
Yeah. Well, Matt's in Raymond Terrace. Finish us up here, Matt. Don't know where we're going to end this, but how bad was your trip to the dentist?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Great, thank you.
A few years ago, I had to get my wisdom teeth pulled out, gone in, they've done the x-ray, got himself ready and whatnot, sat in the chair. Next minute he goes in and starts pulling teeth out before he numbs my jaw.
Oh, my God. No. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, Matt, how bad was that pain?
Yeah, it was up there.
Sharp pain.
It wasn't so bad, but it was definitely up there.
Pulling teeth out of your face. Unnumbed. I mean, that's kind of what happened to you, I guess, Nick, when you got punched in the face.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
They certainly largely came out involuntarily.
That person didn't think to numb your jaw first before they did that?
Well, the moment, yeah.
He said that there was no time because the cartilage starts grabbing onto the teeth and then they'll start setting. So I was just like, we don't have time to go into my practice.
Totally.
Numb it.
No, I meant the guy who punched you
punch
originally.
You in the face.
Oh, Marcus Baldwin.
Yeah. Yes, him.
He's not holding a grudge.
No.
Okay. We know that actors have to go above and beyond sometimes for their craft. Mm. Now, often we hear about stunts that go wrong and the actors want to do their own stunts but then end up breaking an ankle or a leg or something in the, you know, line of duty.
Mm-hmm.
Not too many stories I hear about having to be nude for a very long period of time as part of this line of duty. Bradley Cooper has revealed on a entertainment podcast over in the States that on the set of his latest film, Nightmare Alley, where he starts opposite Aussie Toni Collette, he had to do a bathtub scene, had to be naked for it. I mean, you know, he's a superstar and he's got a great bod, so he's not wearing your little modesty shorts or anything in the bath. No, he was naked for 6 hours.
That's a long time to be naked.
In a bath, you get so wrinkly.
Well, this is the thing, and this is what he said. He goes, I remember reading the script and thinking he's a pickled punk in that bathtub, and that's the story. You have to do it.
Right.
This is an Oscar winner.
Yeah.
Bradley
Cooper. He's obviously gone to the next level.
Yeah, he's going for an Oscar.
I mean, in 2011, he was dubbed People's Sexiest Man Alive.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in 2022, he's obviously very tidy. We know Bradley Cooper. Yeah. We know and love him. But, yeah, 6 hours in front of, you know, the director and the whole cast and crew.
Yeah,
and
that'd be the hard one. It's not so much the other actor or the director, but the whole crew.
The whole crew who maybe you don't have as much of a relationship with.
Yeah.
Or is that better? Is it harder when you do have a good relationship with people?
And if you're Bradley, I don't know, because if you're Bradley Cooper, someone could easily take a photo of
a fork sword.
You know what I mean? And you
Is it a whole media blackout?
Yeah, you wouldn't. You'd have to be.
It'd have to be.
Phones in a box.
It'd have to be. I mean, but look, just recently, Channel 7, remember someone recorded the two anchors bitching about Novak Djokovic and calling him an a-hole?
Yeah.
Someone filmed it and leaked it to other press. These things can happen. There are leaks everywhere.
Yeah.
I think in both cases, the leak would work for the person who got secretly filmed.
Yeah.
Yeah, very true.
Do you reckon
yeah.
It'd do good for Bradley
Cooper? Mike A. Moore and Rebecca Madden, I reckon they've come out of that really well.
Truly.
I reckon Bradley Cooper would also come out of that really well. Be embarrassing for him, yes.
For a hot sec.
But at the same time, he'd be like, yeah, look at her.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know.
We don't know how big, but apparently we get a full frontal nude in the film of him.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this is the thing. I can't actually work out what took 6 hours. You know, the movie is normal movie length. Like, did he keep stuffing up his lines? Maybe there was a little bit of...
Could have been a really long scene that they keep coming back to
true,
in the film.
True. Maybe there was a little bit of animation from Bradley and the Guillermo del Toro, the director, had to keep going, no, Bradley.
Bradley.
Think about, you know...
Down, soldier.
Think about your grandma.
Yeah.
Calm down. You know what I mean? What do you guys use when you need to calm down? Well, use grandma?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just happens.
It just goes down or goes up?
Up.
Well, and how do you get it down? You know what I mean? What's your mental image to calm yourself down?
I don't know.
Okay.
You go to a seriously dark place, I think, to get it down. Because it can just go up. You know what I mean?
What?
It can.
The NRB.
It can. And the NRB. And if he is there for 6 hours nude, bearing it all, even a little gust of wind.
Mate.
Yeah.
A gust of wind will do it. God, you boys are sensitive.
The right gust of wind.
In the right direction. And a bit of warm water if he's in a bath as well.
Warm water?
I don't know.
Just, can be anything.
Yeah.
Water moves in a certain way.
Look, I don't remember.
Could have emptied his own abs.
I'm having to think of paper cuts, you know?
Oh, man, I went to an all-girls high school. We did not get the education that we needed.
Nah.
We're giving it to you now.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You need this education.
Wind and warm water. Ladies, stop putting in so much effort to turn your man on. Just get put your hair dryer on. Medium setting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A bit warm. Oh, that's warm wind.
Oh, God. What a combo. Oh,
God. Go to a song, Gilly, quick.